Elo, elo, elo.
Do it, protect my share of the budget.
House rules will come to order at 8:33. In attendance is Representative Martin, Representative Fuller, Representative Gusendorf, and myself, Representative Miller. We have two items on the calendar today. We have SJR 47 requesting additional action by the United States to reduce the high seas interception of Alaska-bound salmon by the Senate Resources Committee. We have a similar House resolution in House rules right now, which was heard by the House Resources Committee, which was passed out overwhelmingly in the House Resources Committee. However, this bill has made it over from the Senate before our version got over there, and it was referred to rules, and to satisfy the rules, we are having a meeting on there. First of all, is there any questions about it?
You know, only one question. Why do we have to have a meeting on it? Can't you just
because this is the Senate version. We have to have a
one standing
committee.
Okay.
So if there's no discussions on it, the chair will entertain a motion.
I move that we send SJR 47 to the floor.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Okay. Then the other item that we have on the calendar is House Bill 627, which is a bill by me, which is dealing with an act relating to the use of water. It's there were some items that Representative Gall from Haynes would have liked included, which we did, regarding the notification to the commissioner from the Department of Fish for each application for water. This is, as you know, there's right now in DNR, they can require a permit for use of water. And this is for homeowners so that they don't have to get those permits. And Representative Gall requested that we add a few things regarding fish and streams. So,
Chairman, I assume since you submitted this committee substitute that you support the committee substitute.
Correct. So I guess we need a motion to adopt this in lieu of the original.
I move that we adopt the committee substitute for House Bill number 627 rules.
Okay.
Objection for the question. Yeah.
Okay.
Why is it, if we're going to have 1,000 gallon for home use or private use, why should they be bothered about going to Fish and Game?
Well, this is a, there may be some cases where 1,000 gallons, say if they're in a small community and they're taking the water out of maybe a spawning creek.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it would be that the commission, that the homeowners would not go to Fish and Game, but the commissioner, DNR, where they would get the permit to use this water, would go to Fish and Game and say, you know, would this affect the spawning?
Yeah, Representative Martin, it's just if you had a small stream that did support a small run of fish, and you had one cabin on there, or a house, we probably wouldn't do it. No problem. But if you start having a 5, 6, 7, 8, then there might be some questions or something that had to be resolved to protect the fish.
I guess what I had in mind is probably water wells and all, but that wouldn't be affected here. This is just taking water from the stream.
Right.
Okay, good.
So knowing no objections, we adopt it in lieu of the original bill. Is there a motion to...
One question, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Fuller.
Yeah, there's only three amendments to that. Is that correct?
Yes.
One, two, three, four amendments.
Well, four, but two of them are without a permit. Representative Fuller.
I move that committee substitute for House Bill number 627 rules is amended.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Meeting's adjourned at 8:37.
Yeah.